America. Hi, we'd like to turn in an affidavit for this news.
Come on in.
Pat Race and four other residents walk into the city and borough of Juneau's clerk's office with a handful of paperwork late Tuesday morning. City clerk Brecken Hendricks stamps each page. The group is there to drop off a proposed ballot proposition that seeks to reverse a decision voters approved during last fall's local election.
Last year, we decided to change it from the cap from 12 mills to 9 mills, and what this does is it just simply flips that back.
Last election, voters approved a ballot measure that placed a cap on the city's property tax rate, also known as the mill rate. Voters also passed another proposition that exempts essential food and residential utilities from local sales tax. An advocacy group called the Affordable Juneau Coalition brought forth both propositions. The goal was to make Juneau more affordable by reducing the tax burden on residents. But reducing those taxes means the city is taking in $10 to $12 million less in revenue annually. Race says that's a problem.
You know, when we start cutting so deep that we're losing the icing on the cake, I think that it's important to realize that we've overstepped and to step it back a little bit.
Last week, the Assembly began contemplating a list of more than 40 city services that could be on the chopping block, including some recreational facilities, slashing local grants, and more.
I think the list of potential cuts has been really sobering for people, and I don't envy the Assembly members for having to make some of the decisions that they're facing.
That's Alita Buss, one of the five people who signed on to support the reversal proposition. She and other members of the group say losing those services would erode what makes Juneau an attractive place to live. That's why they created the proposed ballot proposition that would reverse the mill rate cap and restore some of the long-term revenue loss the city is now facing, along with potential service cuts.
We do value these things and want, you know, to take little ones to the field house and play soccer there, or, you know, the city museum's on the chopping block. There's all kinds of stuff that just is concerning.
And they're not the only people in town who want to undo what transpired in the last election. Michael Cole is one of five residents who are proposing a different ballot measure. It seeks to implement a 1% seasonal sales tax in Juneau during the summer tourism months. Right now, the city taxes residents at 5%.
With all the proposed cuts to recreation here in Juneau, it very quickly became apparent that we needed that to, you know, be minimal as we could have the impact be.
Cole says the group of signers is made up of parents concerned with how the potential service cuts could impact their kids' well-being, especially the proposed closure of recreational facilities like pools and the Diamond Park Fieldhouse. He says the 1% seasonal sales tax is aimed at financially supporting the city's recreational facilities. Last year, voters shot down a ballot proposition that also sought to implement a seasonal sales tax system in Juneau, but at a much more dramatic level than that 1% bump Cole and the other signers are proposing. He says that's the point.
Yeah, it seems like it's something that was going to be affordable and yet also would bring in some good revenue. And most of that revenue, the bigger chunk of it, would come from the cruise industry.
Angela Rodell, a member of the Affordable Juneau Coalition, calls the two proposed propositions premature and reactionary to the proposed cuts, which are still up in the air. And she says she's skeptical that the groups will be able to gather enough signatures to get it on the ballot.
This is what happens when you stir up people and go after the most popular things right away.
Both proposed ballot propositions still need to undergo a legal review by the city attorney and be certified by the city clerk. If the proposals are certified, each group has 30 days to collect just under 2,600 signatures of support for the propositions to appear in Juneau's municipal election on October 6th. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.